This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, October 10th, 2016. I'm Caleb Brown. To the extent you can pull a bit of substance out of last night's presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, much of that substance focused on Syria and Russian involvement there. Chris Preble, Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts. What came across in this debate from the side of Hillary Clinton as it relates to foreign policy seems to be that she wants to arm more groups in the Middle East and stick the U.S. toe in the water of continued involvement there.
Right. I mean, Hillary Clinton, while she was still Secretary of State in 2011-2012, as the Syrian civil war was worsening, argued in favor of greater U.S. involvement than ultimately occurred. It's false. It's incorrect to say that the Obama administration has done nothing in Syria, but they have been so far reluctant to arm Syrian rebels who they are concerned may turn those weapons on us or shift their allegiances or be defeated and have their weapons taken from them, as happened to the Iraqi forces that we armed in Iraq. So she was fairly consistent, I think, in the debate last night in kind of reiterating her support for arming opposition groups inside of Syria, anti-Assad groups. She also talked about safe zones and a no-fly zone, which in 2016 involves potentially action against Russian aircraft that are flying over Syria periodically. So that's a lot more it seems to me dangerous than when it was first proposed back in 2012. But she didn't really back away from that. She did clarify that she would not support the use of ground troops in Syria, while she also said that she supported more use of special forces and U.S. Personnel in that way. So she seems to be trying to sort of set the parameters around what level of involvement she is comfortable with. My concern is that there is a risk that having gotten involved a little bit, as we have been, that begets calls for getting more deeply involved, which is what we've heard from others over the course of this campaign. There is apparently a difference of opinion between Donald Trump and his vice president, Mike Pence. Pence has said that the United States should be doing more in Syria, and Trump, one of the few kind of aha moments in the debate last night is Trump rather emphatically said, "I don't agree with him. We haven't talked about that." So a lot of people have picked up on the disagreements between Trump and Pence. I'm not convinced they're actually that far apart, really, but it was more the way that Trump said it that people accused him of throwing Mike Pence under the bus. Again, this whole question of Syria is so vexing for the candidates and for the American people because, on the one hand, they and we recognize that this is a horrible human tragedy. Nobody disputes this. Hundreds of thousands, maybe as many as 500,000 killed, close to 5 million refugees, people driven from their homes. This is horrific. This is a horrible civil war, a very complex civil war, a multi-sided civil war with many, many different players. The great frustration is that while we can acknowledge that it's a horrible tragedy, no one, it seems to me, has proposed a reasonable solution, and especially not a solution that is the United States, what the United States can do to stop it. And again, this is incredibly frustrating. I understand that. But I do think it's incumbent upon those who are calling on the United States to do more to spell out how exactly our doing more will achieve the ends they seek, which is ultimately an end of the war, but in the short term, relieving the suffering of the Syrian people.
This is an unfortunate question. Do Americans really care?
Some do. And I think many do care a little bit. And this is key. I think by caring a little bit, they want to see something done. They want the suffering to end. They want the war to end. And yet there is a great anxiety among the American people about the United States becoming more deeply embroiled in yet another civil war. There's also the concern, and I think this is one area where Trump has really fixed on the public's anxiety. One of the groups that is fighting against Bashar Assad and his regime in Syria is ISIS and other extreme elements inside of Syria. And I think there has always been a concern, going back to the start of this conflict, really the early stages of the Arab reform movement in 2011, was who is likely to replace Assad. Now, Trump is a bit more emphatic in saying that he would cooperate with the Russians and even the Assad government in fighting against ISIS. And that's one of the areas where he differentiates himself from Clinton. And I do think there are a number of Americans who are sympathetic to that argument, that while what's happening in Syria is horrible, it would be as bad or worse for the United States or other outside actors to inadvertently, to be sure, empower an organization like ISIS to grab even greater control inside of Syria.
You noted earlier that there were disagreements between Trump and his running mate Mike Pence on the subject of Syria, but he also said we haven't talked about it.
We haven't talked about it, right? Which that answer all by itself tells you a lot. We know that the Trump campaign has operated according to its own set of rules from the beginning of his candidacy. So it doesn't really shock me that there may be some daylight between these two gentlemen.
And Clinton, I have to stop here and say that this entire debate was ridiculous. But to the extent that there was some kind of substance that policy people can pluck out of there, it seemed that Hillary Clinton, her emphasis on Russia is both to make her opponent, Donald Trump, appear less trustworthy, mm-hmm. but also to indicate that Russia is this looming threat. And to the extent that she's talking about Syria, that's where the threat is active.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that she wants to draw attention to Russia because of the allegations of Trump's sympathies for Vladimir Putin. He has said some nice things about Putin, or at least some not particularly critical things. And so I think that feeds into this sense that he is not as likely to confront Russia. And Trump himself has said this, that wouldn't it be good for the United States to be able to cooperate with Russia against ISIS, for example. So I think she highlights that point to differentiate herself from Trump. And I think you're right, Caleb, that I think that the area where this is most salient right now is in Syria. We see it happening every day. She had an opportunity to very explicitly criticize Russia and the Russian government for their role in the attacks on the Syrian city of Aleppo, and again to shine the light on her differences with Donald Trump.
From both of them, you also get a sense that there is no idea for how U.S. power could fix the situation, even mitigate problems in that area.
No, I don't think either of them have any idea how exactly U.S. power could mitigate the situation. My own bias is because I don't think that any power could mitigate the situation. It is a horrible civil war. It is a conflict in a place that has been held together by violence and intimidation for decades. There are very, very strong animosities between many different groups. And on top of all that, that would be bad enough. On top of all that, you have many outside powers, outside actors trying to influence this war. That is why this war has dragged on for as long as I think it has, is because the various factions inside of Syria are receiving support from outside of the country, and the United States is one of many actors that has been involved in funding some of these groups, competing parties inside of the Syrian civil war.
Chris Preble is Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.